I'm not sure. You know, I don't really get involved in that kind of stuff. But, you know, we are an eighth seed, and they're the first seed. I mean, if you want to look at it that way, on specific standings-wise, yeah, we are lower than them. But as far as the underdog, you know, people can say whatever we want. You know, we're more worried about what we're going to do out there. And, you know, if people want to view us that way, if we want to go in that way, that's fine with me. I mean, I don't think that's going to necessarily change the way we approach these games and the way that we play.
You mentioned seeding. There's a lot of lower seeds that have won a lot in the playoffs recently. Does being the number one seed carry as much of an advantage as it used to?
I'm not sure. I mean, I know a lot of people talk about LA being the eighth seed and, you know, coming in. So, like I said, a lot of that extra stuff, it's just kind of extra noise for us. You know, we're not necessarily focused on, you know, how the regular season ended up, the standings, anything specific like that. Once you get into the playoffs, it's a completely different season. Everything kind of resets and restarts. So, the only thing that's maybe different is, you know, the home ice. I mean, we have to come here potentially more than, you know, they have to come to Winnipeg, and that's pretty much it. So as far as the way the game's played and how we're going to prepare, nothing is going to change for us and how we're getting ready for these games.
It's got a lot of different answers in that dressing room, but when you ask those guys, a lot of them do say if they have an edge, it can be an experience. Do you buy that?
I mean, there is something, you know, I guess that sounds about right. I mean, but at the same time, there are guys in here that have won cups, you know, multiple cups. So we do have some experience in here, and that's what it's all about, you know, that winning the big prize. I know they have a couple guys over there that have won before us, but, you know, we have the guys here that have gone through it and gone the distance, and then other guys who have, you know, had some pretty good success in the playoffs as well. So, you know, we do have a few, you know, fresh faces, some younger guys that haven't had that experience, but I guarantee you they're going to be bringing the energy and the enthusiasm that we need to, you know, to help us out.
Being a guy who's had some playoff experience, what does that do for your game? Let's say, rather than you being a rookie.
Yeah, it helps. I don't think for myself personally, besides just maybe little details being ramped up, but otherwise it's kind of been the same game for a while now. You know, we've been playing desperate hockey for the last month and a half here to try and get in the playoffs. You know, we play a fast physical style, which in the playoffs, that's usually how the games are. They're fast and physical. So, you know, we're used to playing that style of game, and we're going to try and carry that over as much as we can.
Yeah, can you speak to that momentum that you guys delivered in the last couple of weeks of the season, specifically the last road trip, and how impactful it could be for game one tomorrow night?
Yeah, like I said, it's huge for us to have that kind of experience. You know, we've already been in playoff mode for a while. I mean, a lot of people say that, but it is really true, especially with the style of game that we play. We try and play with a lot of pace, a lot of physicality, and like I said, in the playoffs, that's those are some of the little details that get ramped up, that physical, energetic game, and we've been playing that desperate style for the last you know, few weeks now.
And back to your playoff experience, about balance, if it doesn't go your way in the first 5 or 10 or 7 minutes, making sure that you have that mental balance, because the game is still a lot to be played, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you don't want to get too high, you don't want to get too low. It's the same with the regular season and the wins and the losses. When you start getting on those streaks and you know, the wins start piling up, you start feeling good about yourself, you know, you got to be careful with that. And the same time with you know, the losses, if losses start piling up, you can't get too down on yourself, because it can swing the other way. You know, with the playoffs, it's a little bit of a different animal, but at the same time, you know, you got to go with the ebbs and flows of the game, and just make sure we're getting off to a good start. And you know, like, if something happens in the first 5 minutes, it's okay, because we got you know, we got a long game ahead of us, and we know it's going to be a battle, we know it's going to be a tough series, so we're just trying to get off to a good start.